It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And this time of year, boy, phenological observations other than birds tend to lag. And even the bird observations this year are lagging. There have been a few reports of ravens. Yeah, you can always see ravens. They just seem to do their thing regardless of the temperatures, wind direction, speed, snow, whatever. Ravens are absolutely impervious to all of the things that nature can throw at them. They just accept it and go on. And their behaviors are really interesting. This time of year, you're apt to see pairs of ravens who are I have seen some already engaged in sort of flights of fancy, let's call them. I don't think that it's courtship yet. They do nest in February, but it's a while until February. Right now, I've seen pairs of ravens kind of soaring and zipping and diving and turning over and flying on their backs and doing all sorts of interesting stuff. So the ravens are definitely doing their thing. I have observed ravens in this kind of situation where the snow is piling up and there may have been a deer that was killed by a car and is laying in a ditch somewhere, and the ravens will actually tunnel down through the snow to get at that source of food. And years ago on my mail route one time, I came across a hole in a ditch that was close to 3 feet deep. There was a raven standing at the top of the hole, and as I approached, it must have said something to the raven that was eating down at the bottom of the hole. But at any rate, suddenly there were two ravens, and they both flew off, and the whole area around the hole where they had excavated to get to this dead deer, I assume, was bloodied, and it looked like a, you know, a regular raven feeding spot. So it was pretty cool. The other thing about ravens this time of year, and I know I've talked about this a little bit, you're apt to see them in flocks. And these flocks tend to be unmated adults and juveniles, and they work together to go out and find food. And they may roost together in a spot at night, 10, 15 of them. And in the morning, you know, five or six will go one direction and five or six will go another. And ultimately, they get together and they share what they have learned. And these groups will then descend on, you know, roadkill deer or some other bounty and share that bounty. The paired ravens, those that are in an established relationship, seldom travel with these groups and will do their very best to hide their motions and their activities to keep the group from finding any bounty that this pair of ravens may have discovered. And so there's a great deal of activity among ravens, and they are paying attention to one another. They're very, very, very smart birds. And watching them this time of the year can be quite interesting. We had our Christmas bird count on Sunday. It was cold in the morning, and it warmed up to about zero by noon and wasn't too bad in the afternoon. But the birds were pretty quiet early morning. It was tough to find birds. We had to kind of drive around and look for places where people were feeding birds in order to find them. And once we did find a feeder or two, we found that there were small flock of American goldfinches. We found 10 trumpeter swans and a single adult male common goldeneye on the Prairie River up by the gorge where the dam and the hydroelectric plant are. And we found chickadees, pileated woodpecker, downy woodpecker, hairy woodpecker, nuthatches, the usual group, blue jays, that crowd that normally hangs out here in the wintertime. But we found no red poles, no pine siskins, no pine grosbeaks. It was, it's been a kind of an empty winter in terms of those sorts of birds. Sean Conrad, our intrepid director, reported finding a northern hawk owl. I don't think it was in our count area, but it was one that came to his attention in the last couple of days. So there are some owls moving into the area. And, of course, Sac Zim Bog, which is just east of Grand Rapids, about 40, 50 miles, is a great place for owls. And they're seeing northern hawk owls and great gray owls over there pretty much whenever you get there. If you're diligent and spend the time, you will come across some of those birds. So, as I said, it is the season for birds. Of the trumpeter swans that we saw, there were 8 adults and 2 juveniles, 2 cygnets. And the cygnets were quite gray compared to the adults, but didn't appear to be any smaller. They all were very, very large birds. And quite interesting. And there were some robins discovered in our count. And that is pretty typical. It seems more and more there are robins who spend the winter in northern Minnesota. And they oftentimes are seen on the fruit trees in the area, enjoying the leftover fruit that hasn't been eaten already. One year, I had a friend of mine report seeing a robin in a flock of waxwings, and the robin was taking advantage of a lot of eyes helping to search out food. And it can be to the advantage of the robin to stay the winter, provided that they are able to find warm places to roost and plenty of food. They can make it through the winter here. But if they run out of food, they are pretty well doomed, because it's a long flight down to places where you might find more food. And the problem with the migration is that you don't know the territory you're flying over, so you don't know where the food sources are. When you live on a territory and you spend your life in the territory, you know where to go to find your food. The robins, when they're in migration, and any bird for that matter in migration, doesn't always know where its next meal is going to come from. And this time of year, that can be a real critical factor in survival. Those robins that do survive, they are able to find the best territories in the spring, and with some luck, they'll be able to defend those territories. And in defense of the territories, they will attract females and increase their chances of passing on their DNA. And essentially, that's what it's all about. So if you see a robin spending the winter and you want to try to help it out, you could put out minced apple. You could put out mealworms if you have the budget for such a thing. And the robins would be quite grateful, but you can't make them do anything sensible. My mother had a robin spend the winter at her house, and we rigged a small box with a large opening and a low wattage bulb, like a 20 watt bulb in there, which provided some heat. This was in the days of incandescent light bulbs, and that provided some heat, but you know, we did our best. We just couldn't persuade the robin to take advantage of what we were trying to provide. Good luck. Keep your eyes open. And don't forget, Christmas is just around the corner. So get out and do a little nature hike. You know what? Take your kids out for a little walk and just see what you see. There's always something interesting outside.